Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Want to know how bad the economy really is? Walmart's having one of the worst years it's had since it started. We're going to be getting into that next. That's really a gauge of what's happening to the working poor. I'm about to go back to Obama supporters, Kyle and others, Adolf, Prophet, Steve, who say they support Obamacare and love what's happening. Kyle's giving us a real answer, and I want to talk to him. He's obviously a real Obama supporter. We'll go back to him in a moment. I was just reading, though, during the break, a video that just went up this morning. Nanny state bans running water. And that's a report that was on the nightly news last night. I'm going to have this posted on Infowars.com, and I'm going to tweet it out during the next break at Real Alex Jones. Because, see, I know how they've done this in other countries, how they did it outside San Francisco, how they take over land. First, they take farmers and ranchers' land outside development zones under the guise of saying it's going to be a green belt, a state, federal, or city park, or county park. Then they ban the vehicles on the existing roads that were there, including paved roads. Then they get the mountain bikers and the regular folks, the hikers, to call for a ban on cars. Then they ban the cars, except for the police vehicles. Then they have the hikers call for the ban of the mountain bikers. And then they ban humans altogether. And now they're banning, you heard it, national seashores. You can't get in the water on the east and west coast in most areas. Our affiliate, one of our affiliates out in Santa Cruz, is always reporting on NOAA, the National Weather Service, going out and arresting surfers if they get within 100 yards of a whale. There's always been whales out there. It's just any way to get you off the land to teach you under feudalism you have no right. The average green cop doesn't know this. And they always bring in the little green tattletales, who I ran into this morning. And you see, I was there yesterday, did this video covering it, had a woman come up and tell me I shouldn't be on the green belt because it rained the other day. And then today I heard the green volunteer police say, hey, Alex Jones is here. Hey, we, you know, he shouldn't cross over. Hey, only we're allowed to be here, police. I didn't hear what they said, and the cops showed up 20 minutes later. But look at this comment. And I'm going to go to break and come back because some stations don't carry this segment. Kyle, so I want to let everybody hear you as a real Obama supporter. Explain why you like it. Then Adolf, Prophet, Steve, and others. I want to hear from Obama supporters. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But I want to read what Freedom Quest 08 said, commenting on my video, Nanny State Bans Running Water. Just like they banned stamps showing sports last week for the National Postal Service. By the way, I'm not joking. We actually broke that. Now it's mainstream news. This is a takeover. You're like, but it doesn't make sense. It's absurd. That's the point. When pimps on shows about pimps and hoes say, I pay my bitches nothing, that's what this is all about. It's about totally breaking you. They're going to take your child to the airport. They're going to grab their genitals. If you say you don't like it, they're going to arrest you. It's their country now. You got it? Now let's get back to it. They do this bleep with Boise, Idaho foothills as well. But it's even worse here, as there used to be roads. First, the BLM, by proxy through lobbyist groups, got the mountain bikers and the hikers to lobby to ban motorized vehicles. Then they got the hikers to lobby and ban the mountain bikers. Now, when it rains, they just close the trail to hikers because, God forbid, someone walks down the trail and makes a footprint in nature. I omitted the expletives. Get a job, you fat hippie. That's what the next person says to someone saying we shouldn't be on there. And again, Austin, in one swath, in was it 1996, stole 40,000 acres that they'd already not let people use for a decade. And they said, you know what? We still keep your property tax high, even though you sued us. Sell us it for 3 cents on the dollar. We'll let you. And they would turn part of it into a park, and then the rest they'd sell to literally the mayor's bank. The mayor became the head of a bank, and then he owns it all. And they got the cops, and they got the guns, and they're going to take everything. You got it? It's redistribution. Yeah! We're going to come back and talk to Kyle about Obamacare, then Adolf, Prophet, Steve, and others. I'm an extremist. I'm red-blooded. I'm a bad man.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I'm here with Rosanna, a finance and marketing professional, so she can tell you what a white smile means in business.
When you see a person in business smile, you can actually see their confidence shine through. A whiter smile means success. It means people look at you and say, you care about yourself, and more importantly, care about your work.
The good news is the PowerSwabs teeth whitening system is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. In fact, PowerSwabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and that's it. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298. I guarantee your friends and co-workers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We've got big economic news, shutdown news, government default news. We've got big Benghazi insider whistleblower, Tosh Plumlee, joining us. He was on Megyn Kelly last week, and he says Fox News set him up. He's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour for 10 minutes, but I'm about to go to Obama supporters and their calls. Kyle from PA, Adolf, Prophet, Chris, Steve, and others. We're going to go to you in just a moment. But first off, Rachel Maddow, Janet Reno's daughter, Big Sis's daughter, came out and demonize the vets. Now, I covered this yesterday on Monday from the Sunday show, the Democratic Party website, actually calling the World War II vets racist because one person out of 10,000 plus that's estimated to have shown up because it was uncoordinated in different demonstrations had a rebel flag patch on their jacket. That could just mean you went through on a motorcycle trip to Georgia. Usually it's just about pride and heritage and states' rights, but regardless, you don't blame a whole group for wearing a rebel flag. Off of that now, they're basically saying they're all racist. And then Maddow lied, because I've checked and followed this. The D.C. police, the federal police, they are all being paid. They're seen as essential services. 83% of the government is still operating. 83%. Now, the debt default is another issue entirely. They could still put that off for months. For 3 months, they said that there was a 0% increase in the national debt because they hadn't passed the debt increase. They could just do that again and just make it up and say, we don't need to default because there's been a zero increase. It's all just made up fiat 1.5 quadrillion fake derivatives that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of England, all of them made. So they're holding us hostage. But there's a little reality to a debt default down the road, which they hold us hostage with. But she came out and said none of them were paid, and the vets threw barricades at them. We've looked at the footage. The vets carried the barricades and took them to the White House as a gesture saying, you're not going to block this. And the vets, when the police were trying to billy club them, said, we're nonviolent, and then pushed the cops back. And the police wisely didn't beat their brains out like they normally would, because you know what's going to happen when you attack those veterans. We've had enough. We know there's tyranny in this country, and we're sick of it. And now Forbes has had their tech people analyze the Obamacare exchange. It's fake. Like Mike Adams, who's a really smart programmer, folks. I know people that know the programming, that know him, and say he's genius level in many aspects. He looked at it, broke it last week here, that it's fake. All it's doing is getting your data, and they've tracked where the data's going, the National Security Agency. That's why their computers literally caught on fire last week with the traffic. Talk about burning the lines up. It got so hot in there with power surges, it blew the computers up. So even their data snooping isn't working. They're such greedy criminals to get all your data. So we're going to go to Kyle, but I want to play for you Rachel Maddow, a lying pig, a lying disinfo agent. This is a lying slob. They've got other people on there that get up there to say, I'm deeply racist and behind the Boston bombing, and then show no proof. My lawyer said, hands down, you will win this with a jury trial, but it'll cost hundreds of thousands, and they'll just pay it with tax money they get and stimulus money. Do you want to spend all your time going to trial? And I said, how long do I have? He goes, 2 years. And I said, I'm not litigious, but man, if any harm comes to me, if one of your mental patient viewers, one of your low IQ viewers blows me away saying I'm a Klan member or something, I want it on record. I want all of you sued personally. Okay? If one of your wind up, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center guy went in the Family Research Council and shot a bunch of people saying, because, you know, Southern Poverty Law Center said they were racist or whatever, that happens to me, you're going to be held accountable. You understand that? One of your moron viewers. I mean, you got the dumbest viewers you sit there and lie to. Make me sick. We're going to go back to Kyle and others here in a minute, Obama supporters. But here's Rachel Maddow saying the cops aren't paid. That's on record alive. And saying that the military, the veterans attacked these toilet attendant looking. I mean, these police are wearing the same uniform as the park police. So this is like the new Star Trek. This is the liberal brigade outfit. Here it is.
So the protesters rallied with the two Republican senators who led the way for the shutdown, Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, expressing their outrage that the things they want to be open are closed now because of that shutdown. They then picked up the barricades that were around the closed World War II memorial and dragged the barricades over to the White House and hurled the barricades at the White House. Then the protesters went home, so the police, who through no fault of their own are working without being paid, the police had to pick up those barriers.
Let's stop right there.
Back to where they came.
Let's stop right there. Folks, I've tracked this and we've covered it, but let's pull it up to prove she's a liar. I want an article done on this. Those aren't D.C. police, but they're being paid essential service. The federal police are being paid, the federal security guards. It's all on record that none of that's shut down. This is absolute bull. She's lying to her viewers again. And then she said the Republicans don't like what they like being shut down. They hired extra people to go put up barricades to keep people out of open malls. I've been to D.C. There's no one there but security guards to come over and harass you if you try to videotape. I've been to the World War II Memorial. There's two federal security guards there, you liar. Now there's like 50. We've seen the live feeds. We've had reporters there. You are a dirtbag liar. I'm calling you out, scum. I'm sorry. Go back to her. Go back to it. Go back.
Drag them back to where they came from and keep working their shifts without being paid because of the shutdown that these folks made happen.
Hit pause. Hit pause. Did you notice they edited where the cop attacked the vet first and then the vet? Oh my gosh! Just like NBC got caught editing the Trayvon Vart. I didn't even pick that up the first time I saw it. Play that again. Make man, these people are an enemy force. They are really occupying the country.
Because of the shutdown that these folks made happen.
Back it up. Listen, if you're a TV viewer, it's the same footage we showed Sunday and analyzed. The veterans come up, they're putting the fencing down, and the cops ram them so the veteran pushes back. They edited that out. That'd be like if they showed Reginald Denny having his head beat in and said that he'd assaulted the people. Or that'd be like if they animated Rodney King beating cops with a club and then cut to the... I mean, it's just totally made up. They ought to just have a graphic of, like, Kennedy firing machine guns. That's why somebody shot him in the head. They could do that with computer technology. Kennedy was actually in a shootout in Dallas. Did people know that? He had a howitzer in the front of the car and was firing it. Folks, this is the same group with Bill Gates involved and all the rest of it. I'm actually having a meltdown right now on air. I can't even believe what I just saw. I need one of the writers to do a report on this. NBC edits video. NBC edits video to frame veterans. Play it again, because I just saw that. They edit the clip where the cop attacks the veteran. Play it.
Through no fault of their own, are working without being paid. The police had to pick up those barriers, drag them back to where they came from, and keep working their shifts.
Back it up again, because I've seen that footage so much. The cops push first, then the veteran and the cop push each other, and it appears to be edited. We've got to check that. Play that again.
Police, who through no fault of their own are working without being paid, the police had to pick up those barriers, drag them back to where they came from, and keep working their shifts without being paid because of the shutdown that these folks made happen. Vaguely threatening, but
right there's where they do it. They don't show the whole exchange. We have them now. But it doesn't matter. Their viewers don't even know. Kyle, I'm sorry. Go ahead and tell us why you support Obamacare. I apologize for making you hold. Go ahead, sir.
No, let me just, and this might upset you, but I'm not an Obama supporter. I'm much more along the lines of, like, Webster Tarpley, where I do think that there should be certain social safety nets for the population. I mean, there's no reason that Dick Cheney should have an anatomical heart and no pulse, but if I were in the same situation, I would be dead. And from my perspective, the only body, the only governing body that can sort of set the rules or equal things out is the government, because the insurance companies aren't going to do that. Capitalism isn't going to do that.
Well, here's the problem. Socialism always ends up collapsing. Socialism never works in the end because the corruption creeps into it. And if you look at Obamacare, written by the insurance companies, they didn't have a hand in it. They bragged. They wrote the whole thing. It's already doubled everyone I know's premiums, including poor people. And it's pushing them out of the system where they'll just pay the fine and then still have no health care, and then charity care will take care of them. But you said before the break, you said that, well, this will just wreck it further and then we'll finally get justice. Listen, there's no amount of socialism that will end up giving the dependent class enough to take care of themselves. And then it does create more dependency and then a source of entitlement and does degenerate societies. Are you denying that?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that Obamacare, in its flawed form that it is now, is, you know, for better or worse, a step in a direction where eventually, you know, when people's premiums do start to go up and they realize that Walmart has exceptions and you know, McDonald's doesn't have to do this for their employees, that in a perfect world, people would resist and people would push back and they would demand equality. And so that no matter how much money you have, no matter, you know, what status you hold in the community, you get the same exact...
No, you're absolutely right. This is the thought process of people like you who aren't bad folks, and you sound like you're pretty smart at a certain level. You're not looking at history. They're going to raise taxes on the middle class out of this, and it's going to take everything over until everyone is basically poor except for offshore banks. And then you will get socialized death care like England.
Argue that unions and unions workers did not do great things for the wages of American workers.
Undoubtedly, if you go back in the last 100 years, unions did a lot of good. But now they've become corrupting forces that vote to open the borders up and drive down wages and support NAFTA and GATT and support shipping General Motors to China. The unions are there to sell America out now, the big ones undoubtedly. And then in other areas of the country, to harass people that are trying to hold on by their fingernails that aren't part of their mafia.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Sunday, and then found the clip online of the police initiating force on the veterans that brought the gates, the fences to the White House as an act of protest from the shutdown memorials. And we now went and checked the raw footage. MSNBC did indeed edit out the police initiating the attack on the veterans. NBC News, to their credit, on Sunday actually aired where the police initiated it. Maddow, the entire thing she says in the minute and a half clip is a lie. She says these police aren't paid, that they threw barricades at the police, which never happened, and that they attacked the police, and that Republicans only want things they want open. No, they don't want 5 times to 10 times the police, like the Grand Canyon or the World War II Memorial, called out to wire shut the fences and not let tourists in, you jackass, you liar. Just like they worked with the French to block the Normandy beach so people couldn't go to it. I mean, they bend over backwards, and we all know it about dirtbag bureaucrats. You soulless people. You're the type of folks that get in the fast lane and drive below the speed limit, and you'll team up with somebody else to block someone in. I know, because I've gone around in my younger days on the shoulder. They'll gun it and try to stop you. They are so weak and so passive-aggressive and so pathetic and so stupid and so just weasel-like that they live to hold down hard-working people. I've had it with you, and I know who you are, and I'm sick of it. And then it just makes me so mad to see Rachel Maddow. I mean, this is the same network, the same group that edited the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman 911 tapes, and are being sued over it. To make it sound like he said, he's a black guy, get him, all black guy. Truth was, he's like, yeah, there's a guy, he's got a hoodie, he's looking in cars, looking in houses. Yeah, he's looking erratic, walking around the rain, looks like he doesn't know where he's going, might be on drugs or something. What color is he? Is he black? Is he white? Is he Hispanic? He looks like he might be black. He's black. Yeah, there's a guy walking around with a hoodie, he's black. Boy, I tell you, that's really magic how they did it. So the cops, they come up with billy clubs, hit veterans. Well, MSNBC just takes that out and cuts the veteran pushing back. You are the biggest slime bag I've ever seen. But why not? They say I'm deeply racist and that I'm behind the Boston bombing. I mean, why not lie to their viewers? It's all a complete lie. Let's talk to Steve in Chicago. Steve, do you love the Obama gang rape that's going on?
Jones, you're a putschist. You're bent on a coup d'etat with your fractional Tea Party. That's all they are, is fractional. You guys don't want to admit this thing was passed in the Congress, signed by the president and okayed by the Supreme Court. You're just trying to subvert it. And if you talk about the debt ceiling, why don't you real estate flip Arlington Cemetery? I'm sure your real estate flippers that support this program can do that. Also, the rare metals dealers, why don't you just melt down the Lincoln Memorial and the Statue of Liberty and the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia? And that's what you guys are always talking, money.
McGruff, hold on just a minute. Socialism doesn't work. This is worse than socialism. This is globalism, where the elite are above the law, tax exempt, create socialism, promise everybody something great, wreck it, and then, as I predicted months ago, you guys will clamor for even more, saying, you people wrecked our free Obamacare. Is the exchange... Okay, so you said I'm subverting things. I'm subverting healthcare.gov. You're saying I'm the reason it's not working and it's a screw job. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying we didn't have this when Medicare came in with Senator Dirksen and McCormick. I don't ever remember this kind of behavior. And also, you talk about socialism. Aren't you the guy that always had Bob Chapman on there and predicting the euro and Athens, Greece was going to fall? Aren't you the guy that was predicting that Cyprus was going to fall? And who's gone?
It has. I mean, what are you talking about? Chapman is gone.
Yeah, Chapman is gone. The euro is still there.
Well, that's because it's used as a unit. Its founder said to rob everybody. It's not our opinion. Then they're going to roll it into the SDR Global Union. That's all being announced. Are you saying I'm wrong? Okay, so I'm going to melt down the Liberty Bell. Wow. That's like saying Alex wants to hurt old ladies. Okay, Alex wants to hurt old ladies. Alex is the one that messed up Obamacare. I knew you people. So you poor thing, you're really counting on some free health care, aren't you?
Yes, sir. And you'd sell your own mother for a pair of shoes.
I would sell my own mother.
Or a pair of shoes, that's right. Melt down everything to precious metals. And then you can just flip it all the time.
McGruff, listen to me. Can I hear McGruff the crime dog endorse Obamacare? Can you do it?
Obamacare. I love Obamacare.
You're a piece of work. You really are an Obama supporter.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I knew it. We've got real Obama supporters calling in, and they're saying they want their free health care, even though they already have it under Medicare and Medicaid, and they're poor, even though there's charity hospitals everywhere, even though my dad's worked in them, Ron Paul's worked in them, Dr. Blaylock's worked in them, even though I know more about health care management than 99.99999999999% of people, because I got a bunch of family that's been in it forever, and I've interviewed all the experts. The general public just calls in. They've bought into Obamacare. They believe they're getting a free deal, and they don't care that the health exchange doesn't work. They don't care it's all a giant fraud. They want to believe it's real. They want their free deal, and they say, hey, let it wreck the whole thing, then I'll get real socialism. Yeah, what you'll get is incredible scams, because the establishment is going to take anything we do and turn it into a screw job. This is not the free market that did this. We're going to have Tosh Plumlee on with us in just a moment to give us an update on what happened with Fox News selling him down the river. He talked about it on his Facebook site. with his Benghazi info he gave him, and they didn't turn it into that. They took it and twisted it. And he says his life's basically in danger because of this. So we're going to get a statement from him and an update on Benghazi in a moment in the aftermath of the Senate Intelligence Committee threatening him and more since he came on the show. But speaking of mainstream media manipulation, Darren McBreen has got the footage because we captured it off the live feed. And he's going to put it together with Rachel Maddow from last night, where she said the World War II vets and others attacked the police. And she edited it. When the cops attack them with billy clubs, they then push them back. They just cut it off where the cops attack them. This is the MSNBC and NBC who are on record. This is the raw footage we're showing TV viewers. Radio listeners can't see it, obviously, yet. Where the cops shove them and the vets shove back. Maddow cuts it off. I mean, it's just no shame in these people. And then she lied and said the cops weren't paid. When we checked, they're paid. And the vets didn't throw the barricades at the police. There's no footage of that. Nobody to let. She just sits there just on a teleprompter lying to her viewers. And I know they lie, but, I mean, this is getting bad. So this is going to be big national news when this breaks. So Don Salazar is working on the article. We're getting the video put together with the original clip and her clip lying with subtitle to explain to the dumbed-down sheep what's happening. Coming up. We got some other breaking news as well. Briefly here, we'll do some mid-air refueling. We fund this operation with your support. We don't get taxpayer money, stimulus money, and banker bailout money like MSNBC, the globalist crime command base's mouthpiece. We don't get any taxpayer money. We get supported by our sponsors and by the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. When you go to InfoWarsHealth.com and buy the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 organic non-GMO, when you buy all the other great products there, it supports the broadcast. When you go to InfoWarsLife.com and buy the Survival Shield, the only real nascent iodine we've been able to find, developed by Dr. Group, that is just unbelievable. With all the radiation levels increasing and Fukushima melting down again and all of it, you're insane if you don't get it at InfoWarsLife.com. It's sold out. More is being made right now. We'll have more in about a week. So get your order in now so we can ship it out to you. We're trying to get all the other orders out. We've gotten about 95% of them out. So the point is that we thank you for your support. Get the nascent iodine, the atomic pure iodine, at InfoWarsLife.com. Get the dash cams that are camouflaged and look like your rearview mirror. It just hangs over that. It's HD with a camera. You can turn and videotape wildlife, the police, bureaucrats, road ragers, whatever. This is something, how many times do you wish you had a camera? This is the best system, the lowest price. It's got a free 8-gig chip, stick with it. Other people sell this for $150, $200, okay? I'm a capitalist, free market. I still have the lowest price out there. That is the lowest price the manufacturer will allow us to sell it. $99, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ProPure water filters, the lowest a manufacturer here in the U.S. will allow us to sell it. For stainless steel, cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosate, all of it. The best system I researched. We didn't sell water filters for a year because there's nothing good out there. It all turned into crud, in my view, and customer service problems and stuff. You know, so we went out and found the best. This is what I use for my family. What I use on the road. They have their traveler system, their Nomad system. InfoWarsShop.com, 10% off with promo code WATER on the ProPure systems and the other good systems we carry as well. It's the best. We've got several less expensive systems that are really good. They obviously aren't as comprehensive. So InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And when you buy all the great products, we're capitalists, win, 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 win. High-quality products, lowest prices we can sell them for, stuff we use, stuff we research, stuff we endorse. And then you get something you really need and support free speech and hardcore truth tellers. People ask why I get wound up and aggressive. I just faced down 8 green police and 3 cop cars today saying I couldn't go on the green belt when I checked. There's no ordinance and it's not in effect right now that I can't be down there. And I'm not saying I'm some hero either, but I'm in a war every day with the communists here in Austin. I mean, I'm done. I have the big whistleblowers on Benghazi. I have the nuke, the missing nuke whistleblower info. I have the Navy SEAL families on. I break it. I cover it. I do it. I belly up. I am a maniac. Maybe I'm bad. Maybe Obama's good. Maybe communism's good. Maybe National Socialism's good. Maybe Rachel Maddow's good. Maybe I've been wrong, but I can't help it. I will not be a communist. Now, excuse me. I'm going to stop right there. I am rabble-rousing for liberty. We're in desperate straits. You got all these fake talking heads up there, the prettiest face they can get, stick them up there like the nice girl next door, Megyn Kelly. And then we get the connections done, get Tosh Plumlee on there, and they turn it into 15 seconds talking about how he worked with narco operations, almost implying he's a bad guy or something. When he's been working with the Mexican Marines and Joint Task Force 6 out of Fort Bliss, Texas to stop drugs, while the black side of government, the dark side, is on record shipping them in. And so I wanted to get him on with us to talk about what happened to him, because he put it out on his Facebook that we'll put up on screen for folks, and I'll give him the address, that this is endangering his life. And he, again, is a famous whistleblower of the Church Committee, if you just joined us, and then of Iran-Contra. And you ask, how is he still working government? Because there's a light side of government. He doesn't work in government. He's a private contractor. Flying into the Middle East, you name it. And he exposed that the State Department was shipping guns directly to Al-Qaeda, that they weren't just getting Libyan arms. That's what my intel has said as well. This is somebody else confirming with a high-level NATO source and another source. We'll just leave it at that, at a military base. High-level, that this is indeed what happened. Okay? And this is a famous whistleblower for folks. People don't know who Chuck Yeager is. They don't even know who Neil Armstrong is, and I'm not comparing Tosh Plumlee to that. He doesn't want to be called a hero, but he's one of the most famous whistleblowers at 76 years old alive today. He flew arms in the 50s to Fidel Castro for the CIA when he worked for the CIA under Eisenhower. And he's also a veteran. Never talked about that. You know, Tosh, I know I'm ranting here. We've got about 9 minutes to break, and we'll let you go. I know you're a busy guy. Tell us what happened with Fox News and why you're so upset. And, you know, reading your Facebook post last Friday saying that this endangers your life, what they did. Do we have Tosh Plumlee? Yeah, you're on.
Okay, am I on there, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, thank you for having me back on. I do appreciate that.
You bet.
I know we have time restraints here, so I'll try to recap the best I can. Sometime back, I have 11 questions pertaining to Benghazi. I won't go into those 11 questions right now. I directed those 11 questions to our elected officials that were involved in the investigation of Benghazi. Basically, the question was, why did U.S. weapons show up at the crime scene? How did they get there? Who authorized the ship with other weapons through the direct commercial film program to go into countries in the Middle East to be transported by contractors, CIA contractors, in safe houses from Jordan, into various factions of operations in the Middle East, whether it be the Syrian rebels, factions that had infiltrated the Syrian rebels, all that to me did not matter. My question was, who did the authorization to ship the weapons with C-130s in their daughter, Jordan, Turkey? In the process of that, Fox News contacted me, and I thought that's what we were going to talk about. Also, I thought the situation with Kiki Camarena and his death came up, and I knew Kiki. I'd flown Kiki, there was some documentation about the thing that Kiki had run into. Kiki Camarena was killed in 1985, executed. He was actually ratted out by elements within the CIA, not because he had found a marijuana farm in Carl Quintero's ranch, but because he had stumbled onto a very secret operation run out of the United States, shipping weapons down to the southern front in Costa Rica to arm the southern front of the Iran-Contra operations down there.
But they were also funding the communists as well. That's what's really important.
Well, that's right. That was for the people, the young generation that hasn't studied that, the Sandinista. A southern front was formed, and a secret air base was made down in Santa Elena, Costa Rica. Weapons were going to Costa Rica. Drugs were coming back from that area to finance the operation of the guns going south. Two people found out about that. Kiki Camarena, DEA agent, and also a Marine colonel by the name of James Thibault on a Marine El Toro Naval Air Station. His command had run into what they thought at first was a drug running operation going through El Toro, but later turned out that he found out about the gun. This was what I thought we were going to talk about on Fox. It got up to where I explained the details behind the Kiki Camarena murder, kidnapping. Also, his pilot was shot right in front of Kiki. Kiki was had to bury his pilot friend, and they hit Kiki over the back of their shovel, broke the shovel, and drug him in the house and tortured him for 2 days and kept him alive. It was not over marijuana that that man was killed. It was over the fact that he had found out about the CIA thing, the Mexico CIA thing known as Operation Penetrate. That's what got Kiki Camarena killed. That's what I was trying to tell Fox News. Fox News, I thought I could trust. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not upset. I'm not going to let myself on your air get upset. I'm going to try to relay exactly what happened.
Now tell people whose show you went on, what happened.
All right, I was filmed for 45 minutes, telling basically everything I'm telling you. And then when it aired, it was cut out. And it laced the impression to me and other people that I was the CIA pilot. No, I wasn't a CIA pilot. I was the pilot that had flown Quintero, Carl, from the Buffalo Ranch to Guatemala, so that the DFS, the Mexican police, and our authorities would not get him. So it appeared that I was a drug pilot that had run Carl Quintero out of the country, and that's the way it come across. The stuff about CIA, the information about what Kiki had run into and reported back to his superiors was not recorded in that interview. That upset me immensely. It put me in some pretty bad situation with people inside Mexico because of the Task Force 7 operations that had been going on since 2009 through 2013, or the early part of this year. And I reacted. And so I started posting on Facebook. I posted some very sensitive documents to confirm what I was saying, known as the Bareilles file. I called it the Hector Bareilles and Joe Phil Jordan. They were already public on this. My information dovetailed tied into those agents. And that's where it was covered. Some of it was covered in.
Well, you said in your Facebook post that I saw that this endangers your life.
Well, I mean, I think two and two can be figured. I'm sure as hell not going to be going down to Mexico anytime soon. Two things here. I worked 3 years with a task force down there that was training out the Marinos to go in and take out the Zeta, who, by the way, has American arms and took the American arms from my Mexico arsenal that had been shipped by the direct commercial sales to Mexico. This was a legal operation. It's run by the State Department. The reason that Kiki Camarena came into this picture was because I said that the Benghazi situation was the same MO.
So you were trying to go on about your past and then Benghazi and the info, and they just spun it and turned it into some total distraction that wasn't even accurate.
What I was trying to do was use the Kiki Camarena situation and the weapons smuggling to the southern front of the Iran Contras in the secret air base in San Elena, Costa Rica. I was trying to use that as an example that the same situation.
So you're trying to explain this is bigger than Iran Contra because now it's to Al Qaeda type groups, and that's a great way, but of course they taped it and then butchered it down, and I knew exactly. Yeah.
Whatever they did, and for whatever reasons, number one, I was told it was going to be aired on another program that Bill, I can't pronounce his last name, Genesis or whatever, and then found out it was going to be cut and switched over to the new Megyn Kelly show. I don't listen to these people or any of them. I don't pay any attention. I don't need people to tell me what I did. I know what the hell I did. Then it gets chopped up, lays on the floor. I claim.
No, that's what they do. In closing.
We know what they do. We know what's going on. That's not important.
Well, listen, we're almost out of time, and we appreciate your courage. Anything else from the Senate Intelligence Committee? Any more threats? Shut up.
Yeah, just tell me to shut the F up. That's all. Anyway, I know we're out of time, and I appreciate your
No, but you say you've now been threatened again. So first they said we'll see about that now.
We'll see about that. And then I'm messing with a national security matter, and it's being investigated, and I'm doing a lot of damage, and I'm putting people on spot. Hey, man, I'm on spot. I want my country back. Simple as that. I know you're out of time here. I want my country back. That's the only damn reason I'm talking to you, CBS, or anybody who wants to listen. All I'm asking, answer those damned 11 questions.
No, I understand. You're tired of playing games. I am, too.
I'm tired of the double talk. We're losing our country. Get off our ass and do something about it.
I hear you. We need more people, whistleblowers, to go public, like Michael Hastings said, and they blew his car up.
Alex, where you call them whistleblowers or whatever the hell you call them, I call them American citizens. Get off our butts and demand that these people do something that we've elected. If you have to throw all the babies out with the bathwater, then let's throw them out and start all over.
No, I hear you. Tosh, I do want to get you on the nightly news uninterrupted for 30 minutes to lay everything out in case they try to come after you or kill you or something. We appreciate your courage. God bless you. We've got Obama supporters, Prophet and Doug, straight ahead. Toll-free number for Obamanoids, 800-259-9231. Thank you, Tosh.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
I don't know what just happened. We had a bunch of Obama supporters on the line listening on AM and FM stations in places like Michigan and California on XM 244. They all just hung up during that break. I guess it was mean to call them Obamanoids. I'm sorry. smart guys. How's that sound? We had a lot of smart guys, wise guys. I hate to be mean. It's just that, look, I was against Bush, and he was horrible. Obama is like five times worse. I can't even believe it. I mean, just butchering everything. And I know it's because of the season we're in. I know it's because the tyranny's getting worse. If there was a Republican, they'd probably be just as bad. But the Democrats go, well, he's a Democrat, so I'm on the winning team. As you're being raped, as the big insurance companies laugh about all this, you still think you're going to get a free deal. It's like you buy a lottery ticket, it doesn't work, so you buy another and buy another. I predicted all this because I know the mentality. That's why they thought they could get away with this. Toll-free number for Obama supporters, for smart people to explain to me, a dumb racist, how I am racist. 800-259-9231. I mean, Rachel Maddow said so. Prophet in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead. Enlighten me, Prophet. Oh, gracious one.
Okay, this is a serious call about Obama, so just let me finish. I totally disagree with your decision to push back the release date of the Obama deception until March, and I have a couple of suggestions. Number one, the best way to end the Obama deception, too, is with mugshots of all his puppet master controllers. You should put a black and white photo of the globalist banksters holding a little sign under their chin with their name and home addresses on it.
Well, it's funny you say this. Are you psychic or are you spying on us? That's exactly what we're doing, is that they've got to be brought to justice before they leave office, or it'll set the precedent for total takeover. That is actually pretty much how the film ends. We were going to have
okay,
a prison.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Okay. I really want their names and home addresses to be put on a little placard under their chin instead of, you know.
So let me guess, you lied. You're not really an Obama supporter.
Well, I asked John if I could go slightly off topic in the second hour. So let me just finish, please. You put a booking number under their chin as if they're already in jail. And I'm talking about the home addresses for David Rothschild, David Rockefeller, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, George Soros, Henry Kissinger, Ziggy Brzezinski, Maurice Strong, people like that. Number two, I also think that you should put Obama's birth certificate in Obama deception, too.
Brother, I got to jump. You're not an Obama supporter. You're a smart guy, though. You are a real wise guy. He actually guessed how we're looking at ending the film. I can't put it out any earlier, okay, because I got to have time to produce the DVDs, promote it, everything, and I'm still not done with it. And I'm not going to – if I put it out now, it's very powerful. If I finish it in December, have it mastered and manufactured in, say, late January, pre-sales in February, have it come out in March, it'll sell less than if I release it in December, but I don't care about that. I care about when I air it on PrisonPlanet.tv and the DVDs go out, people are going to have watching parties with it and stuff and give it to Obama victims, Obama slaves, Obama zombies, Obama sheep, Obama, and then when it goes on YouTube, because it'll go on YouTube, you know, a day after I put it on PrisonPlanet.tv. I don't try to make money off it. Something's bad to make money. I make money selling other stuff that you need to put these weapons out, and it is a weapon system, and I want 20 million views on it, on YouTube and other platforms in the first month. So, and believe me, once they're putting their home addresses and things, then it really pushes the I'm already asking for it, okay? Believe me, I'm already asking for it. You want me to push any harder? I mean, my problem is I can't control myself. I probably will. I mean, it's whatever. I'm kind of like Tosh Plumlee. I'm just like, let's just go. You scum want it? They didn't know they could stack crap that high. That's all I can say. And all their snot-nosed supporters, I mean, the dumbest people I've ever seen in my life. And I just want them to be free, but they think they're on the winning team like the Nazis did. A bunch of idiots.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.